Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Let's do it, baby. Final hour. Hour number five, the Power Hour. G-Bag Nation, Zach Wolchuk, the nasal guy, alongside Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl winning scout, and the greatness of Lucius Alexander, hanging out with you. Our Tolos, our Turn It On, Leave It On listeners, we love you. We love you dearly. If it's your first time, if it's your long time, like Tovash, the longest listener that we've ever had, we love you, and we appreciate you hanging out with us here on this TD Tuesday, because without further ado, people set their alarms for this every week. They wait patiently. They don't even watch the games. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to hear all these calls.
All these calls.
On Tuesday with the G-Bag Nation, because it's time for the best from college and pro football in something we like to call the gloriousness that is TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. A boom shakalak, a boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
We go to the college playoff. Alabama needs a big play, and they get it from Xavien Brown.
Bama putting eight men up initially, and now dropping back. A pick at the 45, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Xavien Brown takes it to the house. Bama changed its coverage, and the Sooners throw it right to us.
Oh, they did. They threw it right to them. Shout out to Bama. Bama Crimson Tide Radio with the call. Network. Goodness gracious. Carter was beside himself when that happened.
In the stands, Carter
he
was
sure
beside
was.
Himself.
All of a sudden, the 17-point lead evaporated, and they never saw it again very quickly.
When I started watching the game, it was 17 to nothing, and then all of a
Blink
sudden.
Blink an eye. What the hell just happened?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Baltimore. Derrick Henry, where they're still complaining. He didn't touch the ball the final 12 minutes of the game. Why? Because the king was rumbling for the tutties.
First and 10, Ravens, and the Patriots 21. Lamar in the gun. Henry to his right. Three receivers bunched to the right. Give it to Henry, running left. He's got a gap. He's got a hole. The king to the 10. Touchdown, Ravens. Derrick Henry, 21 yards. And the Ravens strike first in week 16.
What a rough year it's been for the Ravens Radio Network.
It has been a rough year for them.
I wonder
them.
If Harbaugh keeps his job.
You know, I think he will.
Think so?
I mean, it's been a long time. You know, him and our
Tomlin.
Guy in Pittsburgh, man, they've been bad a long time. There's no way you fire that guy, right?
I don't know.
Well.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It has been a disappointing season.
Yeah, it has, by Baltimore standards.
Yeah, I expected them to go to the Super Bowl. I thought they had the best roster in the game.
But not a disappointing season for your Carolina Panthers. Bryce Young to Jadeveon Sanders. Big time touchdown.
Big time.
Buccaneers have not blitzed much today. Here's the snap. Pressure off the edge. Bryce dancing in the pocket. Trying to evade a sack. He does. Throws back in the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown, Carolina. JT Sanders all alone. And that play happened because Bryce was nimble. Bryce, be quick. And he finds a wide-open JT Sanders for a touchdown. The Panthers back on top.
What do we think? Bryce, be nimble. Bryce, be quick.
Bryce, be quick.
Man, shout out to JT Sanders. Dan Ryan, yeah. Texas Longhorn. He's been hurt.
I went for the full name.
Let's go.
Didn't call him. I went full name.
You had the energy, big-time touchdown.
Yeah, I had the energy. And like I say, I didn't know he was a Texas kid.
Yep. JT Sanders, that's our guy right there, Carolina Radio with the call. All right, let's go to the Bears. And I got you, buddy. I see him texting in. SNS, my guy Stets. G-Bag, let's go. You better have the Bears winning touchdown. Oh, we got it. Caleb Williams in overtime, helping the Cowboys out. The Packers suck. The Packers suck. The Packers suck. Let's go, DJ Moore.
Snap. Caleb, play fake. Looking to throw. Going deep. Searching for DJ Moore. Over the shoulder. Catch made. Touchdown, Bears! It's over at Soldier Field. The Iceman cometh. The Iceman taketh a 46-yard spiral to the end zone to DJ Moore. 22-16 Bears, 4:50 in overtime, and DJ Moore is mobbed in the north end of Soldier Field.
What a great story. I have family up there in Chicago, and Dave Hellman's right, man. When the Bears are rolling,
imagine.
That city is electric.
Jacob
when the
Ray,
Bears are going there.
Our own Bears fan. He's got to be loving it right now.
No,
Bears radio with the call.
Yep,
I heard that guy writes handwritten notes, too.
Oh, does he?
That play-by-play guy.
Oh, no, he does, man.
He likes to thank you
Jeff
for things.
Jeff Joniak, is that his name?
I think Jeff Joniak,
Jeff Joniak,
right.
Yeah, he's a nice man. But we go to a nicer man. It's Cincinnati. My guy, Joe Burrow, to Chase Brown. Put it on him, Joe.
It's an empty backfield and a shotgun snap. Burrow throws left. Caught at the five.
Nice.
What a move by Chase Brown as he spun around, deked his defender, and took it across the goal line.
I love a good deke.
Yeah. Is there anything Cincinnati radio?
Oh, they're the best. They're the best.
They lap them.
They're always excited.
Eric and I interviewed him, and I was kind of like, we were kind of making fun of, like,
you should have brought it up to him, like, dude, Dave, we love you.
We did. He did. He wanted nothing
he didn't
to
take
do.
It?
He was not. He
Man.
Was. He was nice, but he was. He wasn't kind of like, you know, like we were trying to kind of have fun with him, and he really didn't want to have fun with us.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah, it
we
is.
Love him.
We
and
do.
He's
love
awesome.
Him.
Shout out to the Bengals radio network. Also, a disappointing season for them. Scott Singer, I love you. I apologize. Or let's go to Green Bay, where they thought they had this one. They didn't, but still, Wayne Larrabee giving us a hell of a call. Malik Willis to Romeo Doubs.
Here's the snap to Willis. He looks to throw. He lofts it left side for Doubs over the shoulder.
Yes!
Green Bay Packers.
Larry McCarron.
Doubs on a sensational throw from Malik Willis. A 33-yard touchdown pass to beat Kevin Byard.
That's one of those where it's like, man, you didn't know what was really going on with that TD.
No, you really didn't.
I was like, they hit how glorious it was.
It was.
And then you see it, and you're like, wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
Larry McCarron. Nice man, that Larry McCarron. He was the broadcaster when we won the Super Bowl many, many years ago.
Sweet
in Green
man.
Bay, so good for him. But let's talk about a guy. How about old man Philip Rivers? He's going to go to my guy Alec Pierce for a touchdown.
Ball on the left hash. Three receivers go to the right side. Rivers has a free shot. Throws him to the end zone. Touchdown! In the back of the end zone, it's Alec Pierce. And the play covers 20 yards to the house. Touchdown!
I-N-D-Y!
And the Colts score a touchdown on their opening drive of the game.
Man, shout out to Colts Radio. What a start it was. I mean, it looked awesome.
Gosh.
First half was brilliant for
Colts. How could you, I mean, the emotions you've been through as a Colts fan.
Oh, goodness.
To start the way they did and to have the quarterback, who nobody thought was going to play worth a damn, get injured, and then your season completely fall apart.
Yeah, they were the one seed.
They were.
The first 10 weeks of the season.
Yep.
And then now you're looking at not making the playoffs. They're going to stick with Philip Rivers this week. I think he should have gone out on a high note. But who knows? Maybe they'll win this week and it'll be better. Let's go to Jacksonville. Holy moly, the win of the weekend, if you ask us. Trevor Lawrence, T-Law getting it done. Finding Parker Washington for the tutty.
Third and four, empty backfield for Trevor. Shotgun, he drops. Four-man rush. Looking. Fires toward the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. Parker Washington caught it in the left corner of the end zone, and Jacksonville strikes first.
Happy for all the Jacksonville folks.
Too.
I used to work down there with those guys.
11-4.
And they were some of the nicest folks I've ever worked with. Loved living in Jacksonville, too, by the way.
Okay, you liked it because Bobby really rips on Jacksonville.
Bobby, come on. Consider the source there.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Sure. A lot of nice – it's a big spread-out place, though, that Jacksonville.
Is it?
Yeah, I was over there in Ponte Vedra over there at TPC. But it's a really nice place to you go down the 95 and – get a
beautiful.
Lot of places. Beautiful.
Pretty.
Drive the one down
Palm
the coast.
Trees.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of TDs.
Yeah, how about this one? Speaking of TDs, this is a college TD.
Ooh.
Carson Beck to Malachi Toney. Sorry, Ags.
Beck's in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Hand off Toney. Runs right side. 10, 5, Toney into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! It's Hurricanes Delight. It's an 11-yard touchdown for Malachi Toney, running left to right. Toney scores. Miami has the lead.
That was a...
Yep. Well, they'll be here in the Cotton Bowl taking on Ohio State.
Yeah.
Shout out to Malachi Tony. I could not get the Aggie call of that. They didn't have it.
They didn't have
it. I tried to look for it.
I'll tell you what, though.
I didn't want to do our guy Andrew dirty
Aggie,
like that.
Yeah, the Aggie call of the interception of the final play.
Just defeat.
Oh, my gosh. We need to find that one. That was yeah, rough.
If anyone's listening, just hit us in the DMs with the Aggie radio call.
Please,
we'll find it.
Yeah,
and we need it.
Seriously, Lucius, you were going to go.
Lucius, like, hell yeah, please.
I want to hear some defeat.
No, this was big time defeat. Yeah. Big time defeat.
Like Paul Allen.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the best, too. Oh, he's so
Lucius,
mad.
By the way, Paul Allen, I was at halftime, I was standing next to the Minnesota radio booth. And Paul Allen, after he puts down the headset, popped in a big old dip.
Ah, best one.
Oh, yes.
Popped in a huge dip and got a water bottle. And
that's my guy.
Went on the road.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to the Hurricanes Radio Network. Let's go to New England. This has also been one of the best crews this year. They get excited. Ramondre Stevenson getting it going. The game winner for the Pats to send him to the playoffs.
Nobody deep for Baltimore in the secondary. Hand off Stevenson. Runs to the right side across the 15. Cuts it across the 10 to the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. A sensational run by Ramondre Stevenson. As New England takes the lead.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
I was listening to, driving to the game, I was listening to the New England broadcast. Scott Zolak, he interrupts every play. He's talking. My guy's trying to do the play, and he's talking in the middle of the play.
He steps over it.
He just
he's doing this for all plays.
All plays.
Oh, wow.
All plays. I don't know how they get. I mean, seriously, every play, he's talking.
It's great for the touchdowns, but that would be a beating. Like a first and 10, here's Drake May throwing the ball away, and he's just over-talking.
Yeah.
That's an issue. But that was our guy last week. He was telling the Bills to go bleep themselves, like, we own the division now, and they lose the lead.
So whack.
Right. Shout out to the Patriots Radio Network.
How about this one? Hottie Toddy, Kerwin Lacy, get him some.
Hand off to Lacy, makes one man miss, up the middle, the 15, 10, 5! Touchdown! Just like that, the Rebels, lightning fast down the field. Fires.
Ole Miss is also becoming one of my favorites, too. It just sounds like, okay, this is Ole Miss Rebel radio.
Oh, my God! Hold it tighty, gosh almighty!
They got him! There is such great broadcasting going on in the Southeastern Conference.
It's amazing.
And it's so Homer, and I'm all for it.
I love it.
I am all for it.
South Carolina has some of the best, but unfortunately, we don't get a lot of South Carolina calls.
Oh, that's Todd Ellis.
His voice is incredible.
Todd Ellis, he's like he smoked 8 packs of cigarettes. But he was a former quarterback when I was playing at LSU. He was in South Carolina, but he is a very much a we.
Yes.
And we got to do this.
Really
and we
good.
And we and we. I love that.
They're awesome. All right, let's keep the college tutties going. Let's go to Oregon, where Dante Moore was finding all the TDs.
Dante with time down the middle. He's got him open. Got it. And Johnson with a catch inside the 5. What a real. They're going to give a touchdown. His knees did not go down. Jory Johnson. With a great catch. He stabbed that with one hand.
One hand, he stabbed it. Yeah, there was a little bit of our Gene Dekaroff there. Like, I didn't really know what the hell was happening.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he caught it. Now his knee's not on the ground. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on there for a second. But all right, let's go to the Oklahoma Sooners. For the last time at 2025, John Mateer, boy, if they could have just channeled this TD, they'd have been living in heaven.
Robinson moves left of Mateer. Mateer looks left, runs it himself up the middle, weaves between traffic, bounced it outside to the 5. Oh, what a move! Into the end zone! He faked the crimson right out of the Tide on that one!
Oh,
touchdown!
Yeah.
And the Sooners strike first in the college football playoff!
Okay, we got a rapper here. Yeah.
This man's
a poet.
Awesome.
That was good. The color guy going, ooh, quietly in the background was also nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, fake the crimson right out of the Tide. Well done, Sooner Radio there.
How about this one? Let's go to Aaron Rodgers getting it done for the Pack. Oh, not
Rodgers
the Pack,
back,
the Steelers.
And he's going to throw right and deep again. A lot of contact downfield. Did Gainwell catch that?
He did.
Holy mackerel. He was laying down on the ground supine, caught it, picked it up, ran it into the end zone, and now the officials are gathering at the 5-yard line. You talk about a Christmas miracle if he caught that pass. This is incredible.
Nobody?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness. And Anzalone was
rolling
not
on the field.
It
is a catch.
Okay.
And a touchdown.
Wow.
There we go.
Holy mackerel.
Carroll. Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. What a play.
Man, what an unbelievable catch. I mean, it was, might be the touchdown catch of the year. It was unbelievable what Gainwell did.
Gainwell's done well for them.
John Elway, yeah, he has been. He's going to earn himself some money.
Very cheap get right there for
Big
the
time
Steelers.
Big-time Tolo, John L. Brown, has sent me what I think is the call. I'm going to go back and listen to this. It's not an A&M touchdown because they didn't have any, and shout out to the 9-4-0 with
it's
that
the
joke.
It's the interception, the last play of the game. It's worth playing.
And I see Will Blair. I love you. You're the man. We got a lot of legendary longtime Tolos that are texting. Let us know how long you've been listening, why you listen, why you love us, why you hate us. Don't actually dump that loose. Just
go ahead, man. All right. Toxic Tuesday, bro.
You're right. That's true. Let's lean into it.
This the gig is a gig. We signed up for
it. Yeah, we sure did.
Hey, Lucius, you're absolutely right.
Let's go to the Niners, San Francisco radio, and it's not as good as it was, but D. Winters had himself a pick six.
Rivers out of the shotgun, takes the snap. Quick throw over the middle, intercepted. D. Winters has got it. D. Winters going the other way. Winters to the 40, the 25-30. No one's going to touch him. Nothing but the taillights. It's a pick six. 49ers.
Pick City, baby. First pick six of the year, and D. Winters was all over that and caught Phillip Rivers slipping.
Wow.
Man, was it Tom Ryan? Is that the color guy's name?
I think it's Ryan. Ryan. Yeah, he used to be.
He was on Fox for a long time.
Yeah, USC, and then he was Chicago.
I have no idea who the dude doing play-by-play is, so they're rotating everyone.
Yeah.
But that was one of their best calls this year.
Sean Ryan? It's not Sean Ryan.
Is it Tim Ryan?
Tim Ryan.
He was something with a T.
Yeah. How about this one, though? How about Tennessee Titans? A touchdown from Cam Ward?
Titans will go quickly. First and goal from the one. Cam takes a shotgun snap. Throws short side. That is a Titans touchdown. Yes, Jim DK.
Love it.
DK!
It was an amazing play. Shout out to the Titans radio. They haven't had a lot of moments to get excited about, but they did. All right, we'll close it down. TD Tuesday, we'll go to Washington. Commanders radio, where hopefully there's not a lot of TDs on Christmas Day for them, but who the hell am I kidding? There's going to be an overflowing amount. Here's Bill Kroski Merritt.
Third and goal. Get the battering ram in the game. Here comes the battering ram. C-Rod. Oh, they gave it to him.
They changed their mind and changed the call.
Okay.
Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington.
All right. We gave Philly a little bit of their own medicine. A little bit of push assist.
Man, we needed that push assist. We need more push assist.
London Fletcher?
London's getting excited.
He is getting that booth, though, gets excited,
though.
They're
a good booth. Last year, we had so much fun. The Hail Marys. I mean, a fun one. We needed one more glorious miracle. Beat the Eagles and keep us alive. It didn't happen. Not that the Cowboys won, so it didn't really matter. So why am I even saying that? Gosh, dang it, I hate it here. There's another edition of TD Tuesday. Great job, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate
it.
A lot of fun.
Did you feel good with that?
My heart rate is way up right now.
You crushed it, dude. You did a fantastic job. All right, let's keep the party going. We got a mixed bag coming up next. We got an MLB all-value team, and this guy is still missing. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's in the nation. We're back, baby. Oh, we're back. Segment brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. That's right. Let this thing jam out. 214, happy holidays. Love all you G-baggers. Lucius, always greatness. Go Tigers. John from Garland. 469. I've been listening to G-Bag since it was Gavin and Greg. I like to think of myself as an original, Tolo.
There you go.
You're the man. 817. We just hate Bobby and Hagee. Crybabies and annoying. Everyone else is dope, though.
Wow.
We love you.
So. Wow. Mm.
940. Keep piling on A&M while both of y'all's teams watch that game from the couch. Ooh. You're right.
That's fair.
You're right.
That's fair.
That's very true. But hey, we've won just as many college football playoff games as you have.
Yep.
Zing. I love you.
Kind of won a national championship 2019, too.
9-4-0. Eric might have lost.
Wait, hey, A&M, congrats on your women's volleyball championship.
Oh, yes. They beat Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
National championship in women's.
They beat Nebraska. They beat Nebraska. They beat Pitt, who was number one in the country. Here I am paying attention to this stuff.
No, me too, man. I've been watching it as well.
And then Kentucky.
I like the coaching staffs.
What a great.
I'll be on the bench, bro.
A lot of talent.
Yeah, but hey, congratulations to the Lady Aggies volleyball national champs.
Gig 'em. There you go. 817, that Gainwell catch put me in the fantasy championship for $1,600 on the line. Hell yeah.
Jeez, that's a get.
I beat Preston Russell, a.k.a. Peyton. Knocked off Sean and Peyton. Now I just got to beat Carter Freeman. And
is Carter still the commissioner?
He is. He won't be since he's leaving to go to Fox. But this is it. I feel like I have to. I got to hold it down for the station.
Yeah.
Or else if Carter wins, he's not going to even be working here.
You feel like you're going to get paid? Is Carter like a, I'm going to pay you guy? Like whoever wins, did they get paid?
I've never had to deal with it. My team's usually sucked before this year.
How about these fantasy football things where you don't, like,
that's a problem.
You're struggling to get paid at the end. Like, you have to ask for the money?
You
got to
make sure you have a good commissioner. I commission my league, but I have a treasurer. It's actually Jared who sharded on my couch, but I trust him with numbers.
So
money.
All the money is put in an account.
Everyone sends it to him.
Yeah.
He's in control of it, and then he pays out the winner.
There you go.
So we've got it down, but man, that's a terrible.
I'll tell you what, Bennett, I was talking with my son Bennett, you know, he's home for the holidays. By the way, they're pulling Smokey the Cannon to Orlando for the game against Michigan. He's got to drive the Cannon down to Orlando.
He's got to drive from Austin to Orlando?
Yeah, he's got to drive.
How long? Is it 19 hours?
It's like 18 hours. But he's excited to go. It's his last official Cannon duty. But like I won their basketball pool that one year.
Yeah, you did. You never got paid.
Never got paid.
That's ridiculous.
And one of the kids texted Bennett and says, "Who's going to tell Mr. Broadus that we're not going to pay him?"
They planned on not paying you.
Hey, one of the kids texts Ben and goes, "Who's going to tell Mr. Broadus he's not going to get paid?"
What jerks. That is ridiculous. 940, love and appreciate everyone
You're
for what
an
they bring.
Idiot.
Came over with Ben and Skin stayed here. We appreciate you,
940. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Red Wings up on our Dallas Stars 1-0 at the end of the first.
Jeez.
So let's pick it up, boys. It was James Van Riemsdyk with the goal there for Detroit, assisted by Michael Rasmussen and Simon Edvinson.
Time of the goal?
9:23.
Who cares?
Screw you, Detroit. We hate you. All right. I heard they did treat us pretty poorly there.
Detroit?
They don't like us.
Detroit, what up, though?
They don't like us.
Rock City, right? Detroit, Rock City?
NBA all-value team. Speaking of Detroit, Pistons are damn good.
We got a guy on this thing.
Got two. Bobby Marks picked his 15-player roster.
Thanks, Bobby, friend of the show.
All right, so Bobby went Brandon Williams, $2.3 million.
Okay.
22 minutes a game. He's averaging just under 11 points, 4 assists, and a steal per game. Yeah. If there was a bright spot to the Mavs injury-marred season, it was Williams' play after the All-Star break last year, after the Luka trade, and Kyrie tore his ACL. Williams' minutes nearly tripled. And the now 26-year-old guard is averaging a career-high 15, 54, shooting across 14 games. Yeah. He's got the two-way contract that was converted to a two-way $2.3 million deal in April. And this season he started 9 games. He's got 8 games with at least 2 steals and 11 games with at least 5 assists. So shout-out to him. And then the other one, not a surprise.
Yeah.
Ryan Nemhard.
Yeah.
Nemhard starting at point guard was probably not the plan when Dallas drafted him, but it is now. He's averaging 11.6 points.
Was he drafted or free?
He was a second-round draft.
Oh, second-round.
No, they did. They signed him as an undrafted rookie
free
agent.
I thought he was undrafted.
They did.
Come on, Bobby.
Did you say that, or Bobby missed that?
They
signed him to the two-way contract this offseason.
Okay.
So now he's on the real deal.
Yeah.
Mavericks could convert Nemhard's deal to a standard prorated veteran minimum exception for up to 2 seasons. So they could do this for up to 2 years. That's going to be a big-time saver
for the Mavericks.
But they would need to open a roster spot and create more room below the second apron. They currently have the maximum 15 players under contract and are $1.3 million below that apron. But those two, I mean, really, Nemhard especially, has been absolutely fantastic.
Been really good. Yep.
All right, MLB updates for you. Bryce Harper.
USA.
Man, our team's looking pretty good here. We got Cal Raleigh and Will Smith catching.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, Bryce Turang, and Bryce Harper are infielders.
Yeah.
Outfield, Judge, Corbin Carroll, Pete Crow Armstrong. DH is Kyle Schwarber. Starting pitchers, Skeens, Scooble, Joe Ryan, Logan Webb, Matthew Boyd, Clay Holmes, Nolan McLean.
And we're still going to get beat by Japan?
Maybe, but I don't know. This is pretty nasty.
We got Miller, this is good. This
David
is
Bednar, Griffin Jacks, Garrett Whitlock, Garrett Clevenger.
Who's our manager, by the way, for this? Do we know that? I asked a question I shouldn't even done that.
Damn it. Did they announce the manager yet? This isn't good.
Okay.
It doesn't say here.
All right, my bad.
Crap.
I should have asked this.
Then people are going to be like, why do we listen to you? You don't even know who the manager of Team USA is in the WBC. I'm going to find
out. Text in if you can. I mean, my gosh, I should have known.
Mark DeRosa is returning for 2026.
All right, there we go.
So there we go. Mark DeRosa is returning. He's going to be leading the team after he got the silver medal, so we got revenge on our mind.
Yeah.
We did get a couple of signings I wanted to mention yesterday. We didn't have time. Japanese slugger Murakami, who we did talk about a few weeks ago, he's agreed to a two-year, $34 million deal with the White Sox. So the Rangers will not be getting his services. And the Red Sox made a trade yesterday to try and improve their club. They acquired Wilson Contreras from the Cardinals.
Mm.
So for cash in the trade there. So there's the Red Sox making some moves. We go back to the ice, the NHL. They voted the most punchable face. Yeah, they did. Nico Cousins got the most votes. Ottawa Senator center Nico Cousins, who has now won this for back-to-back years. For the record,
is it a bit now?
He's fought 21 times in his career, according to HockeyFights.com.
Yeah.
Quote,
hockey
I don't even
fight,
know.
Wait, we keep stats?
HockeyFights.com,
do
baby.
Do we keep stats
Hell, yeah, we
of punches
do.
Landed?
That's a good question. Let me pull this up.
Again, asking
Well, they
questions.
Turn on different lights when they get ready to fight in hockey. The blue lights come out, they start spinning around. DJ starts hitting on air horn. Bang, bang. Here we go. Here's a fight. Fight, fight. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's awesome. They've got must-watch fights on here. They've got all the fights from around the league, and then they rate them from a 1 to 10 scale.
The damn disco ball comes down.
I
love fights, bro.
And they've got in every league, NHL, AHL, WHL, OHL. All of them.
I bet you this is one of the most popular sites known.
It probably is. And we just found out about it. So what the hell is our problem?
Top 10 hockey fights of all time. That would
be a good one. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
But
Bob Probert.
Some of the quotes here from players, I don't even know if he's in the league anymore. He's an effective rat on the ice. He's good at what he does. It's just the way he plays. He's a little rat. He's a diver. I hate divers. I can't stand him. I heard he's a good guy, but I'd still love to punch him in the face. I'd say Nick Cousins. I love the guy. He's a very good friend to me. On ice, for sure. Then Brad Marchand, Matthew Tkachuk, Joel Eriksson. Those are the other guys. Mason Marchment did get a vote here, former star. And Cale McCarr also got
did
a vote.
I see where Marchment scored a bunch of goals the other day. Like
He hasn't been bad. And there's some rumors. I mean, the Stars are going to make another move here, I think, after the Quinn Hughes trade to Minnesota. Like, every hockey podcast I'm listening to, including Spits and Suds.
I think he's had four goals here of a recent.
He's been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
And they could pick up his contract for relatively cheap. And the Stars don't have a ton of cap space.
Oh, it's because of the injury to.
Yeah. So that might be a move that they make. The other one is, like, Tuck in Buffalo might be a guy, T-U-C-H. Look him up if you're a Stars fan, you're not familiar. I think they're going to make a move here to try and add to the squad, but might
we're
be
on a roll
time.
Right now. Keep it rolling, boys.
Yeah, just don't trade Maverick Bork because I saw that as possibly a trade consideration. 469, go watch the two fights in 9 seconds in the Canada versus USA Four Nations face-off. Yeah. That was the Tkachuk bros.
Tkachuks, yeah. Like, they knew that one was going
everybody,
down.
Everybody, yeah. That was pre-planned. Even if you are like a casual hockey fan, I hope you've seen that.
Yeah.
Incredible. And we love you. Tim and Carthage, Pappy, you know I love you. I'm not going to F
congrats
you
congrats on the state title. I think you guys got an NIL Carthage. Program. Yeah, I think you got an NIL program that's one of the best in the league.
They do. The champions. Mike Tomlin secured another winning season. That's 19 straight without a losing record. He has tied Bill Belichick.
Okay, now the Cowboys are in jeopardy
We're
here.
We're about to lose that.
Yeah, the Cowboys have had 20. They had 20 straight winning seasons, I believe.
Yep.
Under Tom Landry, and I think that went to 1983.
Steelers are going to be at 21.
And the Steelers are the Cowboys on your tour of the star.
Sucks.
They might have to take this one off the wall.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Because Belichick was on a roll, you thought that was going to be the one.
Yeah.
And now Tomlin is nipping at your heels. And that's a selling point when they walk in. The Cowboys have had 20 consecutive winning seasons. Tom Landry, da-da-da-da-da.
Them's for the days.
That one's about to be maybe a chance to tie, right?
No, they'll pass us this year. They already tied it, I think.
They tied it already?
So now it would be 21 seasons.
Oh, because Cowher, his last season.
Yeah, Cowher. Like, they won the Super Bowl right before Tomlin started in 05.
Oh, geez.
So,
here we go.
Yeah, it's a toughie. That's another one that the Steelers are going to get us on, which really, really stinks. If you missed it on the DK Metcalf suspension, with his suspension, DK has $45 million in future guarantees in his contract.
Man, that were fully guaranteed
that are now voided. The suspension was just upheld. So he appealed. His regular season's over. The two-game suspension for DK Metcalf has been upheld. He will be eligible to return for the playoffs.
God, that's an expensive decision. That John Runyon. Is this a Troy Vincent or John Runyon operation?
I don't know who they appeal with. I mean, it is
the league. They have an arbitrator.
It probably is a Troy Vincent thing.
Yeah,
I don't trust John Runyon. I don't trust any of those guys.
John Runyon is like the police of like. Fines and stuff.
He was such a dirty player.
And he's the dirtiest player there ever was. Him and Conrad Dobler back in the 70s with the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's what you need, man. A hacker to help you out with security on your computers.
You
got to have that guy.
Get that guy that's coaching with the Michigan Wolverines. That guy was a hacker.
Mm,
you see that guy, Lucius? That coach of the Michigan Wolverines football coach?
Yeah.
Hacking into those female athletes.
Oh, yeah. Well, he crashed on out, too.
He crashed on out with the rest of those cats.
What a play by me.
Oh, my gosh. The other thing, there was a viral clip.
Fred and Blake are standing outside like they're hanging out at Waffle House.
What are you guys doing over there?
Yeah, he's drinking coffee and just hanging out. Come on in.
That's not nice. You guys can come in here.
Yeah,
it's a safe space. We're going to go to break here and talk to you guys in just a minute. I don't appreciate the bird being flicked over at me. Come on, man.
Fred's
eating desserts. What are these cakes? You a little cake that you're putting in your mouth?
He's eating a dry brownie, and I am drinking a vanilla latte coffee right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Dessert bar.
Dessert bar. Is. Where'd you get it from?
It's in the... It's a kitchen area.
You haven't noticed it in the kitchen area?
I haven't wanted to go over there. I don't want to miss the beginning of the segments.
No, I mean, they got them sitting there. They got like half-eaten apple pie and a pecan pie.
Lucius
in there.
Told me the apple pie was, the pecan pie was pretty good today.
What about the apple pie? Is the apple pie any good?
I didn't try the apple pie.
You didn't try the apple pie. I'll try
the apple pie. I
got to have ice cream.
We've got 4.5 hours.
Holy crap, guys. Right, don't tell me this kind of stuff.
Is that kind of like just hover over it and just graze? Is that a graze?
Absolutely. I mean, look, from 7 to 11, you guys know. I mean, you know, what else do you think we're doing?
You're grazing.
We're drinking coffee, and we're eating whatever food is left out.
Why is Blake so serious right now?
Who knows?
He looks so serious. Why are you serious?
What do you have up your sleeve?
I'm just listening to you guys talk.
What is in your pocket?
My phone?
Luce has got you right, bro.
Just listen to y'all talk.
I don't even know what to say to you right now.
He's so serious right now.
Look at you two pulling the two-man booth today, huh?
Yes, we just do two-man things.
Don't do that.
We'd be in a big bag of ass right now.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Holding down for you guys.
Yeah. The only reason people are listening, not
we
me.
We might need
Wolf
to clean up that dog thing in post, though. People were pissed about that.
I know. I mean, it's Toxic Tuesday, bro.
I know you're right.
I got to do what I got to do.
It was toxic.
He is a sick puppy.
I'm just going to pretend it was AI. All right, let's close down this mixed bag with a terrible story.
No, don't do that.
It's toxic. Okay. I got to pay it off.
Okay.
FBI still can't find the Virginia high school football coach who's still on the run with a gun 1 month after the escape.
He's dead, right? Don't we think he's dead?
Travis Turner's not yet been found. He went missing during the high school football playoffs. Union High School, located in Virginia, enrolled 600 students. They were grades 9 through 12. They were undefeated. They were kicking teams' asses. And then all of a sudden, the coach goes missing. Yeah. On the day police were headed to his house, details of the disappearance were sparse at first. The community gathered together for prayer and a safe return. But since then, they confirmed the former head coach has 5 counts of possession of child pornography and 5 counts of using a computer to solicit a minor. U.S. Marshals announced a $5,000 reward for information leading to his capture. They still haven't found him.
Well, he's not using credit cards. They would have found him through that, right?
Well, they said he went out into the woods with a gun.
It's November 20th. They're still looking for him. Out in the woods with a gun. They haven't found him since.
I think Fred.
He went to go handle his scandal?
Yeah,
maybe just to kind of...
He's done.
He went to go handle his scandal.
Yeah.
Unless he's 2 steps ahead of us and had somebody out there waiting for him.
And dipped?
Maybe.
Because
did he get out of town?
Because there's no coming back from what he did.
No.
Okay?
No.
Like, he knows there's no... It's either death, prison, or I go on the lam and create a new identity.
Yeah, Bahrain.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
You got to go somewhere where they can't bring you back, that extradition thing.
Yeah.
Which countries do that now? Just asking. So, like, where can we go?
Really?
All right.
Asking for a friend?
Let's continue the conversation with the Fan After Dark coming up next to the G-Man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Bag Nation. Thank you, Lucius. Oh, winding down here on the G-Bag Nation. Appreciate everybody who's been a part of this one. We love you. And we'll be doing it again tomorrow, Christmas Eve. Everybody getting excited for that. Let's welcome in the fatties.
Now, what? Real quick.
Yeah, don't ask me questions.
Since since your peeps have already celebrated.
We celebrated. We did our thing.
What are you guys doing? What are you doing on Thursday?
You know what I'm going to be doing?
Big chilling?
Probably big chilling. Yep.
Not and football to watch.
We got Thursday, we got a game.
Well, we got a game. Yep. Thursday.
You've got both the pre and post.
I'll be doing pre and the post.
That's it.
I'll be doing the pre and the post. That'll be fun. Okay. You've got the fan hang, right? You're going to be out there.
So I'm doing...
I can't believe they're open on Christmas to do this.
Well, I'm doing Specs Tailgate from 6 to 9 with Chris Arnold.
6 a.m.?
6 a.
No
6
way.
A to 9 a. I'll be doing Specs Tailgate from 6 a to 9 a with the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold.
Atta
and then
baby.
I am going to book it over to Rockwall and do a little Bearded Monkey from 11 to 2.
Okay, the question I have is, I hear the promotions.
Yeah.
Come see Fred.
Yeah, no, I feel like they kind of... sandbagged that a little bit. I mean, I would have liked to have been brought in, you know, give my, you know,
but how
boys
about like a little
voice.
Bit of a last name kind of
you know
situation?
What I mean? Hey,
come look, see Fred.
Hey, look, as long as the check clears, I can, you know what
no,
I'm
no,
saying?
No, I'm cool about it. I mean, I'm glad you've got a
about.
Great personality
I'll take
about
it,
that. But
I'll take it.
Fred, what's the longest you've lived with a female?
Yeah, Fred.
My son's mother and I cohabitated for about 18 months.
18 months.
Yeah. 18 months.
Yeah. 18 months.
And then that reached its expiration point. And then there was another gal that I lived with for 6 weeks.
Then
I said,
I'm out.
No,
both
no mas.
And both of these were these, you know, shared spaces, one person moving to the other.
Well, my son's mother, it was, you know, she moved out of Texas because whatever. And then we moved to Kansas for a hot minute. And then that was the end of that. And then I was in Texas and Houston, the Turk, in fact.
Oh, yes.
Moved in with her for a hot minute, and that was it.
How long with you, Blake, with the old girl?
Yeah, the old one.
Yeah.
About 18 months as well.
Were you?
And that didn't
no, but,
go well.
No, but how long did you live together?
Yeah, 18 months.
You guys did not live together 18 months, bro.
If we're counting both of them.
No, there's no way you lived together 18 months.
I'm talking about both situations. This is a girl that I got re-back together with. So
yeah.
All together.
Okay, okay.
Months. But you lived together before? You and her lived together before?
The first time, yeah. I was a sophomore in college.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Is that adding up for you?
Mm-hmm. No, not really. It sounds fishy.
Nine months.
You know what it sounds like?
Equals 18.
It sounds like we have a terrible history of women on our station. When it comes
speak
to...
We love, women on this station.
No. Terrible history of maybe...
This is life.
And I'm
it's not
super
easy.
Happy with Michelle. I know she's listening right now.
Yeah. We love you, Michelle.
Love you so much.
Better.
But I'm just saying, though, but it seems like, though, that if you look at the overall history...
Yeah.
It's going to be challenging.
I mean, G-Bag, think about it, though. G-Bag has a great record of, you know, I mean, you guys are all
me and
booed
Dawson.
Up. Okay. Well, Dawson's been with his wife for how long?
But he's not married.
Yeah, I mean, common law, close enough. I mean, God forbid if, you know, they tried to separate. I mean, state of Texas would hammer him. So there's that. I mean, he's got two kids, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't going nowhere. You know, you're married with two kids. Chief's married with... What 12 kids? So he ain't going. He ain't going anywhere. You and your girlfriend
Choppy.
Ain't going anywhere.
No. But
Choppy's
divorced.
Choppy, you know.
Choppy. Bobby should be divorced. If she was smart, she'd walk. If she was smart, she'd walk.
You know. So the morning
love you, Bobby.
And is there a more happily married show than the midday show? Than Heggy and Corey Majors?
Well, no.
Does anybody love their wife more than Corey Majors?
Heggy was not a Harry. Heggy was a divorced
no.
guy.
No.
Yeah.
No. He loves her.
No, I'm just saying that the answer is no to answer your question. No, absolutely. He's got it.
Exactly.
He's got it.
Dude, nobody loves their wife more than Corey Majors. I've never heard anybody reference their wife as glowingly as Corey Majors does. Unsolicited, unprompted, all the time.
Are you inspired by it?
I mean, I
are you inspired?
I don't know if I'd say I'm inspired, but I am encouraged.
That somebody out there might be for you?
I mean, that's the least of my concerns.
I feel like I've done the right thing with myself here.
You've done it. You got a son, right?
No, I've been very fortunate. Because I was prepared my life to be by myself.
Absolutely.
I was prepared.
I had no sex!
but here's the deal. You've got a male Broadus. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
You got a male heir.
So you, looks like you might have one more to do.
We'll see what happens. It's possible.
We need a little Zach Wolchuk out
there.
The thing
is, what I would do is it'll be another girl, which is what my grandfather had, was three girls. And that's what I didn't want to end up having, because they all hate each other. So, I don't know.
Just wait. You're what? How old are you?
34.
34? Yeah, give it a couple years.
I think we're going to wait, too. And
that's,
we'll see.
Well, that's typically what a couple is.
Chief.
You're right,
Chief
damn it.
had three idiot. Under the age of three.
Yeah, maybe three. We'll wait three. Who the hell knows?
I just don't understand how my 18 months didn't line up with any of you guys.
Blake.
Well, because it wasn't 9 months the last time. It wasn't 9 months the last time.
Bro, it seemed like 18 minutes. So
it was 6 months. And then minus 18. So then
there was a couple of times where you showed up at the post game. Hey, how's it going? Good to see you. By week 7, we didn't see her again.
Yeah, I thought she was gone.
Correct. No, she was there the whole season.
But you were living with her while you were divorced.
Because we broke her right before summer. It was right before summer.
Right before Greece. Yeah, but she didn't move in until right before the new year.
She got ready for Hot Girl Summer.
She moved in November. She moved in November.
Okay.
And that was pretty much all of Cowboys season.
What do you guys have coming up on the show?
Great question. We've got
November to the summer?
November to right before the summer. That was
cuffing during season. Cuffing season. As soon as that was over, she was like, all right, summer bunnies, somehow.
You got used, but it's all good.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Don't feel bad, Blake. It's okay.
I'll just take the arrows.
That's it. No, look, you it was a great learning experience.
Yeah, you live and you learn, bro.
Hands down. I just got left
on my face. She was at my place. I kicked her out. We broke up.
And he kept the mirror, too. That's the most important part of it.
And I kept the cat.
And some of her clothes.
One of her pieces of clothing. Mm.
You kicked her out?
One piece of clothing that you still wear?
Actually, Lucius, to defend myself, since nobody does it on the show.
What happened?
Including my co-host. I kicked her out, but being the nice guy I was, let her stay at my crib for another month. 2 months.
Why'd you kick her out? Like, what happened?
Well, that's a whole story. Okay. But either way, kicked her out. Broke up a couple times. Broke up, if you will, and said, "Hey, I know you need money to get back on, your stuff. 2 months. Don't even gotta pay nothing. Don't gotta do nothing. Just solace free. Because I'm a good guy. I'm tired of all this narrative.
What's the narrative? We just didn't think it lasted that long.
Everyone in home's listening. I knew this about Blake. Of course, I broke up with.
I'm saying it's week 2 to week 7. That's kind of what I saw.
Well, hopefully, I can extend it longer.
The team came out.
Yeah. Am I right about that?
I thought so too.
This is why I don't bring girls to the Cowboys games. This is why, because then timelines are set.
I mean, is that what difference does it make? Are you happy?
Oh, I'm happy right
now. Then that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Again, live and learn. Bleep happens. Brett Siegel from Clutch Points. He's coming by at 7:40. And then a fan you. Look, just because you won't have him on Saturday doesn't mean you can't hear him. Brennan Baxter talking all things Texas Tech. And we bid bon voyage to Carter Freeman later on. And then a special Tuesday edition of Extra Credit. So, Blake will not be here on Christmas Day.
Oh, no. What? Okay, well. No, we're good.
Blake won't be here.
Well, he's not going to have a show. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. I already said I was on from 6 to 9.
Better way to phrase it.
Love you guys. Thank you so much. Fan After Dark coming up next.
What am I supposed to say?
Thank you to Brian Broadus.
Hey, shout out to Gavin and Eric.
Lucius Alexander, 5 hours flawless. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until tomorrow at 2. Hugs and Airbounds, everybody.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.